Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
With just hours to go before the revised budget Wednesday, I guess all eyes on Treasury's next move. After the controversial VAT hike proposal was shelved, sin taxes, particularly on alcohol, are under the spotlight as a potential quick revenue fix. But could higher taxes on alcohol do more harm than good, I wonder? The legal liquor industry is already facing declining tax revenue contributions, while the illicit alcohol market is booming. So will squeezing the sector even further drive more consumers underground? Will it hurt the economy and even shrink the tax base instead of growing it? Joining us to discuss this high-stakes issue is Lucky Ntimani, who's convener of the National Liquor Traders, who's long been an advocate for a more balanced approach to alcohol taxation and regulation. So, Lucky, welcome. And first of all, Treasury, as we well know, is under huge pressure to raise revenue. Why do you believe higher alcohol excise taxes, which are coming down the line anyway, are the wrong solution?
We don't think increasing the excess duty well beyond the inflation is the solution, because this is something that actually we face on a yearly basis, and we've made peace with it. We know that every year we're going to be hit with an excess duty, which then gives the government an opportunity to actually create a sustainable but also a predictable environment in a tax base for the alcohol industry. Well, we can know, for example, that in the next 3 to 5 years, we are going to be hit with this number of tax increase with regards to excise. But we don't get to be in that space in South Africa. It's a problem, because then it means every year it's a guessing game for us as to what could be the number that we'll get from government with regards to the tax increase. So we feel that in this instance, there are two issues on the table. The one is the looming tax hike on Wednesday. But also, we know that government has requested that we make provision and submissions with regards to another increase, this time under the pretense that, you know, increasing excise duty will somehow magically fight alcohol abuse in the country, something that we vehemently deny. So we are now facing two animals that are all seeking to devour us as the alcohol industry. And, you know, we take exception to that. Hence, we've made our submission with regards to government's approach to increasing tests to fight alcohol abuse, but also the issue that we are now faced with on Wednesday, where we might be hit with an increase that is above inflation. We don't think this is a sustainable solution. It's akin to milking a dying cow.
Do you feel as an industry that you are an easy target, and that government sees this and is able to bully you?
Certainly. I mean, at some point, we even made remarks to the effect that we might even be blamed for load shedding, because we are blamed for all sorts of things. I mean, there isn't even any proposal, if you look at if the reports that are going around are anything to go by. The government is not even looking at the way it's wasteful expenditure, that it has corruption and incompetence. So it almost seems that the alcohol industry is going to be used to actually compensate for the incompetence of government to be able to manage their budget. So the alcohol industry is always going to be squeezed. But there aren't a lot of numbers to get from squeezing the alcohol industry with taxation. I mean, a 1% increase in excise will only give you a maximum of about 100 million rand. And that is not enough to plug the gaps that we've seen that government has in their budget. But at the same time, the illicit and the counterfeit should be celebrating that, you know, there is this possibility that the excise will increase beyond inflation, because those guys don't even pay a cent, if anything. We can even argue that some of the benefits and the profits that they make from this illicit fund other criminal activities in South Africa. Government has not taken a single step to addressing the issue of illicit or fake alcohol in alcohol.
I want to return to illicit alcohol in just a moment, but you'll be aware there is another argument that taxing alcohol more aggressively is in fact a public health measure and not just a revenue tool, as we have been discussing. How do you respond to that?
I think when they tax alcohol, I mean, we believe that it's meant to discourage people from buying more, because now alcohol is going to be more expensive. Those are the things that we've heard from government's quarters. But we do believe that, you know, their approach is that they want to make more money, because government has run out of options to actually generate revenue. We know, I mean, cities, big metros are unable to collect revenue from the residents. So the alcohol industry represents almost a single entity where government, with certainty, 100% certainty, they know that they're going to collect something. And that means then we're in the process of government, when they want to collect anything, they would always come after alcohol.
So you don't agree it's a public health issue?
No. From what we have gathered and the approach from government is that it's really a two-pronged approach. It's a public health issue, but also it's a way of generating extra revenue. But our issue then there is directing itself, because according to the Constitution, this is not their space. This is the space of social development, the space of the Department of Health, but somehow Treasury wants to be involved in dealing with health issues in contradiction to its constitutional mandate. But we do believe, based on what we've seen and some public pronouncements from government quarters, that this is seen as a public health issue, but we also believe that it's also a revenue collection issue.
Could you give me a sense of the kind of stress that the industry is currently facing? In other words, what impact, if you're able to quantify it for me, have past excise tax hikes had on legal alcohol sales? Is there data to prove that consumers are now shifting to illicit alternatives, as you've suggested?
So when we look at the study that was commissioned in 2020, ahead of COVID, it was estimated that almost 15 to 20 billion rand has now gone to illicit. And that came at the back of alcohol bans, meaning that people then could access alcohol that was not in the legal space. And that was when we saw a huge boom in the illicit and counterfeit alcohol. So certainly that alcohol, in the absence of illicit and counterfeit, would have gone to the legal channel. So that is an outright loss to the industry, but also to the fiscals in terms of the taxation that they could generate from such sales. And we know that this number keeps growing. And this is a loss for government in terms of ability to collect excise on even the direct taxation or even company tax from that angle. So we know that at the base level, as you increase the illicit and counterfeit alcohol, you are now obviously damaging the legal economy of the alcohol industry. But we've also now established that if the illicit and counterfeit alcohol was a company in South Africa in the alcohol space, it will actually be number two to SAB. So we've now built a monster that's actually competing head to toe with the legal industry.
So just a final question then. Your industry supports, and I think I've got the numbers correct, around 500,000 jobs in South Africa and contributes significantly to GDP, around 9.5%. What would another large excise hike mean for employment should it exceed the rate of inflation come Wednesday?
We believe that there will be losses in jobs created and sustained by the alcohol industry, because as you increase these excess duties, the import contributions and duties of the raw materials that these companies employ to manufacture these products will also mean that they're increasing. We have seen what the global commodity prices have done to the input costs of these raw materials. So certainly, you cannot have a rising input costs and also a declining sales as a combination that can sustain a sector. So we see this as a way of decimating jobs in the alcohol space. But also, if you look at the taverns, where a taverner is able to employ between 3 and 5 people, depending on a day of a week, that will also be compromised, because now you're going to have declining sales at the tavern level. And as it stands, with the 43,000 taverns that we have, almost 250,000 jobs are supporting in that space. And these are the toxic economy contributors. So anything that you touch to affect the availability and affordability of prices in that regard is certainly going to affect the jobs that are supported in that space.
As I said at the start of this conversation, it certainly is a high-stakes issue. Lucky Ntamani, thank you very much indeed. The National Liquor Traders Association, you're the national convener. Thank you so much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.